Have you been following Lorna Golombek, holistic physiotherapist and women's wellness coach on 101.5 podcast? Well, you're in for a treat today. Lorna is joining us and she's going to be speaking about neuroplasticity and healthy aging. Such an interesting topic. Let's get started, Lorna.
Hi, Rosemary.
Lorna, tell us what we're going to be talking about today. I know it's this neuroplasticity and healthy aging. I think we need to hear a fair bit about this.
Well, absolutely, Rosemary. You know, I often hear people say things like, I'm getting older, my brain isn't what it used to be. But, you know, the interesting thing is modern neuroscience actually tells us something very different, that our brains have got the incredible ability to adapt and change throughout our entire lives. And this ability is called neuroplasticity. And the choices we make every day actually influence how our brain ages.
Okay. Now, we hear this word neuroplasticity a little bit more often these days. What exactly is it, Lorna?
So, Rosemary, neuroplasticity simply refers to the brain's ability to adapt and form new connections. So they used to think that your brain was fixed and that things could not change. But what they've discovered is every time we learn something new, practice a skill, or even change a habit, the brain is literally rewiring itself. There's a little terminology that neurons that are fired together wire together, and that's how you can form new pathways. So it means that our brains are much more adaptable than we used to believe, which can explain why, you know, stroke patients can actually recover to a certain extent. They have to learn using a different part of their brain to be able to do the same task, but it is possible.
Does aging automatically mean that our brain functions decline?
Well, Rosemary, you know, some changes are definitely normal with age, but decline is not inevitable. Research actually shows that lifestyle plays a huge role in brain health. And things like the way we move and sleep and eat and learn and connect with others, all the things that I talk about on all of our shows, they all influence how our brain ages.
And we talk about it lots, but hopefully we'll get this message through our brains and to all of our listeners as well. What does what movement play? What sort of thing does that help our brains with? No, I'm going to do that one again. I'll do that one again as well. What role, Lorna, what role does movement play in brain health?
Well, Rosemary, obviously as a physio, I love that question. Movement is one of the most powerful ways to support brain health because exercise increases our blood flow to the brain and it stimulates the chemicals that actually help the brain grow new connections. It's a little thing called BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And activities that challenge coordination or balance, such as dancing or strength training or learning a new sport, can be particularly beneficial from that side of things. So, you know, movement is medicine on every level where you look at it. And I often say if movement could be prescribed in a pill, everybody would be taking it.
And what are some of the simple ways that people can support their brain health as they age, Lorna?
Well, as always, Rosemary, you know, simple is sometimes the best way to go. We can go into all sorts of complex science, but there are just a few simple habits that can make a big difference. So obviously, moving your body regularly as a physio, that's what I promote, but moving your body in new ways is one of the most powerful ways to support brain health. So when we learn new movements or challenge our balance or coordination, the brain has to form new neural pathways. So this might be something as simple as learning a new exercise pattern in the gym, trying a dance class, practicing those balance exercises, or even picking up a new activity like my favorite paddleboarding or yoga, because that actually gives the brain some novelty and challenge. And, you know, looking at even playing games with your grandkids, that will actually, you know, the sort of, you know, run and catch and, you know, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? All of those sorts of things can actually just stimulate us to move in different ways. So we're literally stimulating the brain to grow new connections. It's just one of the most powerful forms of brain stimulation that people are not aware of. And even motor skills of practicing, you know, things like try brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. That takes skill to make sure you actually A, clean your teeth properly and B, don't end up with a toothbrush up your nose. But it is possible because you have to learn to brush your teeth with one hand so you can learn with the other hand and your brain has to figure that out. So take what you normally do as a habit and turn it around, turn it upside down, do it differently. And then on that topic is keep learning new skills or hobbies. So continuing to learn, like being a lifelong learner, is so important because the brain is designed to adapt when it's challenged. So things like learning a new language, learning how to play a musical instrument, you're never too old to try these things. And there's lots of apps that can teach you how to play an instrument or learn languages, taking up a new hobby like, you know, pottery or painting or woodworking, whatever you think of, you know, you can give it a bash. Even just reading something different to what you normally read and engaging with new ideas all can help stimulate the brain. So staying curious is incredibly powerful for healthy aging because it keeps the brain active and engaged. The brain just absolutely thrives on challenge and curiosity. And as we get older, it's a lot easier to stay stuck in our little box of everything being normal and not rocking the apple cart. So really actually just looking at how we can shake things up a little bit is super important. And then one of the third things that is so underestimated, and this is something they looked at in the blue zones throughout the world where people, you know, have really, really healthy lifespans and health spans, is social connection. So we really underestimate the role of social connection in brain health. We are wired for connection with others. So conversations, shared experiences and relationships, they all stimulate different parts of the brain. And studies have actually consistently shown that people who maintain strong social connections tend to have better cognitive health as they age. You know, something as simple as just spending time with friends, joining community groups, or volunteering. If you don't have, if you feel like you're lonely and you don't, a lot of your friends are not local, then joining those groups or volunteering can be very, very beneficial for the brain. We talked about this last month, but sleep. Sleep is just so essential for brain health. You know, that's when the brain clears that metabolic waste product that accumulates during the day and helps consolidate our memories and our learning. So when people consistently struggle with sleep, it can affect your concentration, your memory, and your overall brain function. You know, they've said that actually not getting enough sleep is the same as driving with alcohol in your system. So that tells you the impact, and you can feel groggy the next day and not able to function. So supporting good sleep habits is one of the most simple and powerful ways to really support that long-term brain health, because, you know, healthy aging is not just about keeping the body strong. It's also about keeping curiosity and engagement with your life.
Lorna, can you give us some closing thoughts? I know I do this to you all of the time, but you've just given us so much information. If we can just condense a little bit of that down and just help us get on with some wonderful aging, hey?
Absolutely. You know, it's this piece that healthy aging isn't about trying to prevent change or trying to turn back the clock. It's about supporting our bodies and brains so we can keep living fully. And so when we can focus on that health span and focus on staying active and engaged and curious, sort of think about childlike curiosity, then we're able to enjoy life at every stage. And if you just approach each day with that sort of childlike wonder, imagine that, you know, this is the first time you're doing this particular skill and look at the way you're doing it and see how you can change it. That in itself can just stimulate your brain and keep things working well.
Lorna, thank you. And as we've said before, neuroplasticity is a very interesting topic, and we can only imagine what science and the medical profession will discover about our brains as time goes by. Lorna Golombek, holistic physiotherapist and women's wellness coach on 1015fm.com.au. Thanks so much for joining us, Lorna, and we'll look forward to talking to you again shortly.
Thanks so much, Rosemary. Always a pleasure to share my topics with the audience.